This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan shot today.
It is hour number four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We're standing by for the Eric Kendrick Show, brought to you by Keurig and Dr. Pepper. He's joined us Thursdays here during this football season, and it's been great so far, so looking forward to the next installment of the Eric Kendrick Show. As the Cowboys are getting set for the Commanders, Brian Broaddus has previewed them on film for us. Brian, I have a stat here for you. You know, J.D. completed 82% of his passes through the first 4 weeks of the season.
He did.
He set an NFL record. Since then, 59.5% the four games since returning from injury. That ranks 28th in the NFL in completion percentage. Can the Cowboys get pressure on him?
I'll tell you what, that's where we talked about maybe that left tackle spot. You know, the left side, you know, the Cowboys have just kind of, they've struggled when we've kind of said, okay, here's a guy maybe you can go after. Here's a guy, you know, sometimes we say, well, Osa's got a really good matchup here and all that. So, yeah, it's going to be, I think really what's happened with him is they've played some better defenses, but they've also, you know, his and Daniel's not willingness to run, you know, has been where he's had to. And maybe some of those times where he would have taken off and run, he's throwing the football and now you have some incomplete. Zach Ertz is going to be tough to deal with. I mean, he's not going to run away from you, but he's a nice guy in that intermediate area. And then Terry McLaurin down the field is a big weapon for them. So the willingness to throw that ball, but I think they've played some better defenses in the second half of the season.
Okay.
And it's kind of affected, but he's also been injured with the ribs, and his willingness to run hasn't been as strong.
We're live at Hurtado, just down the road from AT&T Stadium here. And we'd love it if you could join us. You know, maybe you're getting out of work. You want some delicious barbecue. It gets no better than Hurtado. Because the Commanders have the sixth best offense overall. We'll talk a little bit more about it later on. As we're trying to get a gauge on exactly the quality of football they're playing now. It's time now for the Eric Kendrick Show, brought to you by Keurig and Dr. Pepper. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
What's up?
Well, you know, we're trying to preview Washington here. Let's start here. How do you like this this three games in 11 days turnaround around the holidays? Is this a weird deal, or do you like all the football?
it's a challenge physically, mentally as well, honestly. But at the same time, there's always like a little stretch during the season that's more difficult than others. So just got to buck up.
Yeah, and then with this Washington team, you know, for the season, sixth-ranked offense in all of the NFL. Recently, over the last month or so, Jaden Daniels' completion percentage coming down like 25%. It's under 60 now. Do you feel like, though, this Commanders offense is one of the best you're going to face, or how would you preview them for us?
It's a lot of moving parts, a lot of weapons everywhere. Obviously, he uses his legs as well, but it's definitely challenging for sure.
What do you think overall about Jaden Daniels? Like rookie quarterbacks, do you kind of lick your chops when you're going to go up against them, or is he kind of like, this dude's special, this is a little different?
No, he's showing that he's throwing the ball, he's spreading the ball around. He's taking time in the pocket at times, and it's not really like you don't see that panic you kind of see in some rookies. You know, this quarterback's a hard position, you know, so you're seeing a lot of poise and a lot of confidence with these routes throwing him.
Can you tell, like, the first time you see a rookie quarterback, like, how poised he is, what his decision-making is, and, like, kind of project what you think? or how much does that change from like time one to game 10 that you see some of these guys?
Yeah, you know, I feel like it just depends, you know, how the flow of the game is going. If you get to them early or not. You know, we haven't even got, you know, the communication. I don't know. It's a flow that we get into. You know, it's the back and forth. I'm excited to see what it's all about.
Where does FedEx Field rank amongst the worst stadiums you've ever played in?
Man, I'm not going to answer that. No. You know, anytime I get to go out there and play, it's a special day. How about that?
You know, last year Zach Martin was telling us there is a redeeming quality about the stadium. There's something about the amount of stalls, like bathroom stalls, in the road locker room or something like that. So yeah, Certainly something to take advantage of.
Oh yeah, you know, anytime you need to get in that bathroom, it's always people are always fighting for those stalls. So anytime you can get a plethora of stalls, it's a good thing, I guess.
It's hard to talk about other team stadiums though when things were falling off yours Monday night. You weren't in harm's way, were you?
I wasn't. I didn't hear about it until later, like I always do with everything. So you guys beat me to the punch at all times. But it seemed solid when I was there, so I don't know.
I know, dude. I'm sorry. We were talking about maybe having the roof open, and you didn't even know it was open, and then, boom, we missed the opportunity to do it. It did look beautiful for the small amount of time that it was open. But Eric brought up Zach Martin to you. He apparently got punched in the throat.
Ooh.
Have you ever been, like, with the throat punch during a game? Is that the worst place to get hit?
Oh, my gosh. A throat punch is, like, debilitating.
Wow.
Sometimes you get punched in the throat, and it's like you feel like you're going to die. It's like you can't breathe at all. And then there's other times where you get hit in the throat and you're just like gagging for like the next. I mean, I remember one time in college I got hit in the throat, and I remember just gagging for the whole series. I just like, and I didn't want to come out, but it was like I was just gagging because it was, you know, it's bad. A chin shot, throat shot, bad.
Yeah. How often does that happen?
A throat shot is usually with like someone's hand or someone's arm. The severity could be different. When it happens bad, it's bad. But a chin shot, like someone's helmet kind of getting under your chin, those ones are crazy.
That's like, how the knockouts usually happen, right? It's not from a helmet hit, but a jaw underneath the face mask?
No, like, yeah. Though I've been hit with a helmet, like, just sneaking under. Like, you're kind of, like, in a compromise. Your head's back, and you get hit with a helmet underneath your chin. Ooh. It's only happened a couple times in my career, but, like, your whole chin is bruised. When you put your chin strap on, you can't, you know, it's bad.
Did you even realize that Zach Martin had been throat punched, or did we just break that news to you?
No, you just broke the news to me, but I could feel his pain on that one.
He's a savage beast animal, dude. I mean, my goodness, the amount of injuries that he's been fighting through this year. But yeah. Seeing him up close, you've played against him before, and now seeing him up close, I mean, he's kind of a marvel.
Mm-hmm. And you know, just his consistency, you know, throughout the years is just something to be, you know. You're obviously in awe of, you know what I mean? It's a hard position. The trenches, you know, every time, every down. You know, hats off to him.
Hey, Eric, are you a fan of calamari?
Calamari?
Yeah. You a fan of that, of the appetizer calamari?
Yes.
Okay, we're having a discussion right here. Eric believes that you have to put lemon on the calamari. Like, it's at the table.
Yep. It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He immediately grabs the lemon and squeezes it over all the calamari before everybody dives in.
Yeah, so I think there's a rule. It's like as soon as the calamari hits the table, somebody has to grab the lemon right away.
Thank you.
But you must look to a couple people at the table and be like, does everyone care for lemon? Everyone's good on lemon? And then once everyone gives the nod, then you proceed to squirt it all over the calamari.
Okay. That's
I thought you said Kyler Murray at first, so Kyler Murray.
Calamari, there you go. I need to be better pronunciation guy here. But, yeah, Eric immediately goes, I mean, he doesn't even acknowledge that he just goes right to the lemon and goes for it. And we were all saying, no, you can't do that.
No, I agreed. I think that the lemon on the calamari is a must. I think that's the play right there.
Yeah, I think I admire your courage of that, and I think that I would also, you know, commend your effort for getting to it as fast as possible. But I think me personally, I would check with my table mates before I proceeded.
Well, you're a better teammate than me, Eric. That's well documented. what would be the Eric Kendricks go-to appetizer? You sit down. The no-brainer order for appetizer is what?
Man, the no-brainer, the pretty consistent, always is on the menu, like some type of Caesar salad, type of side salad.
Okay.
Get it started. If they have a good soup that I like, I go for the soup as well. An outlier, like an off the wall appetizer that I will always order if it's on the menu is bone marrow.
Oh, there you go, Eric.
If there's
a bone marrow on the menu, I'm ordering it. You know,
that's a must. That's a must right there. We were talking with Zach Martin last year. He didn't like Thanksgiving food.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get in on Thanksgiving? Is this a big holiday for you? How do you feel about the Thanksgiving food?
I love the idea of Thanksgiving. I love eating food and breaking bread with your family and friends. But the turkey, I mean, we do a prime rib at my house.
That's a good plan.
Respect.
Good plan.
We switch it. You know, we do a lot of good things, and you know, we keep the stuffing and the gravy and stuff like that. But like, I'm not a big stuffing dressing guy. You know what I mean? I'm not a big turkey guy. But I do love Thanksgiving, the meal. You know.
I mean, all respect, but you know, they were down and out. They were down bad. You know, everything was gone. They had no food, so they just, you know, they were down to their last resource.
Last option was turkey,
some pumpkins. The pilgrims?
They ate pumpkins?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a delicatessen, you know, type of item. So, but are you guys going to roll up your sleeves and get in there? Are you cooking it? You know, you and the missus?
The missus, she actually left town. I'm trying to find a place to be for Thanksgiving. We'll see.
Wow.
I know where I'm going to be on Thanksgiving, but at the same time, you know, we got to have a little meal sometime during that week.
Have you ever played on Thanksgiving?
I have.
It's a fun, different kind of. I'm assuming you didn't get the turkey leg then. You probably would have said thanks, but no thanks. Even though I kicked ass today, somebody else can have the
I'm really not a fan of the stuff.
I'll pass my turkey leg. No.
Aaron Andrews says, here. And you're like, no, Aaron, I can't do that today.
No, it's one of those games where it's just like, you know, you grew up watching it. You know, it's Thanksgiving football. You know, it's just one of those things. In the NFL, it's cool.
Well, speaking of wings, how's your shoulder?
Shoulder's doing good. You know, been on diligent on my rehab. Just staying strong with it.
So here's a question for you. And you know, I think players in these kind of situations where the season's not going great are in a weird spot. But like Micah Parsons the other day said, we're a damn good football team. Obviously, you want to be proud. You want to be confident. There's also a reality and a losing streak happening. So how do you approach that sort of topic? Like, you know, you are one of the better football teams in the entire world. I think that is a true statement.
I think that, you know, I feel like there's a lot of, you know, you could look at the big picture of things and obviously what's the reality of the matter. But in the same breath, you got to keep things so small right now. You know what I mean? Do what you can. Try to help the team. And fight and claw, you know, like, you know, double down on some things if you need to, you know, maybe you need to be more free in other areas, you know, maybe you're too tense and uptight. So it's like, you know, we need to find things that work, know who you are personally, try to remain that, you know, that confident player individually and, you know, bring the work ethic, bring the team aspect to it when we get to the game because, you know, we're trying to get these wins.
So this is your first year playing within the NFC East. You've gotten to face off against Philly, the Giants, and then now you'll get Washington. How are you liking NFC East football and these rivalries? Obviously, you were in the NFC North for a long time. Packers, Vikings, that's big. Bears, Vikings. But the NFC East, maybe a little different?
Yeah, I mean, it's football at the same time. You know, the rivalries are different for me now that I'm in this league, like you said. They do mean more. They weigh more. But, you know, I played these teams countless times, whether I was, you know, in whatever team I was in. So I played Washington. I played the Giants like a couple years in a row at times. Mm-hmm. Eagles a couple years in a row at times. So I know what they're about. I know what the away games are like, everything.
So you guys starting to get a little healthier on defense. Young guys, Nealon and Bland back at practice this week. How are they looking, and how do you like your chances of putting together a better effort here now that you're getting guys back?
Good. You know, like you said, we're just trying to keep things small and, you know, get a win.
I love it.
Has the playbook sort of expanded a little bit, blitz packages and stuff, having Micah back and him and Overshown and some of the stuff that you guys are doing?
Yeah, I feel like we're getting, you know, we have some new concepts, new alignments, assignments, you know, all of the above, like you said. You know, getting people back is crucial, and you know, health is wealth.
Eric Kendrick Show wrapping up here on 105.3 The Fan. Did you ever think about taking salary in Bitcoin? I don't know if you saw the news today. It's approaching $100,000, Eric.
Yeah, I haven't thought about taking the salary in it, but you know. Definitely been paying attention to the coin.
Right on. Well, give him hell out there. We'll be pulling for you, and we'll chat with you next week.
All right, appreciate it. Take care.
There he goes. Eric Kendrick Show brought to you by Keurig and brought to you by Dr. Pepper. Thursday's 5 here on The Fan, Brian.
Next Thursday, we got a game.
Oh, that's right.
We might be, I don't know, maybe that week, maybe Wednesday?
Wednesday.
It'd possibly be a Tuesday.
That'd be the KMC show.
If we had him on.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
That'd be the KMC deal on Wednesday. So maybe Tuesday, hopefully. But whatever the case, thanks to Eric Kendricks for joining us once again here on your home of the Cowboys. It's time to hit the expressway. We'll go commercial free to the top when we return. LA Live's coming up at 5:40 here on The Fan.